Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Think About It Tuesday. Y'all, I forgot to do Mindfulness Monday. Listen, I guess I wasn't mindfulness. I wasn't in the present sense of mindfulness. But listen, I got some good things to talk about when it comes to Think About It Tuesday. And what I want us to really talk about, and we kind of talked about it when we talked about mislabeling people, is I really want to talk about relationships, like in general, when it comes to romantic relationships, friendships, but most importantly, those family ships. Yeah, I know about them family ships, right? I want to talk about how we invest in all these relationships, the ships that we have and that we consume. And I want to do this because I think a lot of times we don't realize how we see or invest in relationships affects our mental health. It affects how we navigate throughout the world and the journey of this thing called life. And so I really want to challenge some thinking processes as we continue to break the stigma of mental health through Mental Health Awareness Month. So when we're thinking about these relationships, I want you to ask yourself three questions, three important questions. Question number one, how do I see relationships? Do I see them as something I need? Do I see them as something I want? And do I see them as a standard that I need to meet? See them as something I need, want, or a standard. Okay? So how do I see relationships? How do I see relationships, and what influences that perception? What influences that? So what influences the answer that you gave in question number one? What influences that? Was it people that you were around? Was it what you see on television? Was it what you saw on social media? Was it something that you just totally desired just because you felt like there was something that was missing? So what is a relationship? Or how do you see relationships? Or why is a relationship necessary for you, and what influences that? Okay, those two questions, right? Question number three, how have you invested in that perception? And is that investment healthy? So I say that because a lot of times we say that we want these healthy relationships, whether it be friendships, whether it be family ships, whether it be romantic ships, right? Or situationships. Hey, that's the thing. That's what you like. Hey, no judgment here. But whatever you decide, whatever ship you decide to be on, or whatever ships that you navigate through your life, you need to ask your question, what are the purpose or the purposes of those ships? Why am I even on this ship? What does it mean to be on this ship? What has this ship done for me lately? Janet Jackson, aka Miss Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you nasty, said it best. What have you done for me lately? What have these ships done for you? Have they grown you? Have they challenged you to go to another level in your thinking? Have they caused you to become uncomfortable to the point that you need to do something to invest in you so you could be a better person for others? What have these ships done for you lately? And how have you healthily navigated with these ships? Listen, if you're in a situationship, ain't nothing healthy about a situationship. Why? Because you're investing in something that is not going to yield a great investment back. It's going to yield only a one-minded investment, a one-way investment. And so sometimes with those situationships, there's nothing being invested but the situation. There's no growth. There's no maturity. There's nothing being invested but that situation. And that's the main focus, is the situation. But when you're in a relationship of family ships are not always healthy. We know that, we see that. We have brothers and sisters who have unhealthy relationships due to passed down trauma. We have mother and daughters and fathers, we have fathers and mothers, we have all these unhealthy relationships, even when it comes to family. But somewhere, somehow, we decide to kind of give a grace period in those relationships based upon titles. And we kind of talked about that last week as well, how titles create us to give grace in unhealthy places or with unhealthy mentalities. And so what I'm telling you today, think about how you see, how you perceive, and how you navigate relationships. And ask yourself, is this healthy, unhealthy, and what influences me to be on these ships or to have these ships in my life? Hey, this is Jesus Plus Therapy Sis, giving you another mental health tip as we break the stigma of mental health in 2022 and beyond. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe, and follow us on all social media and podcast platforms. We look forward to bringing you another mental health tip on tomorrow or Wednesday. Have a good one.